Well, hello, friends. How are you? It's Friday, August 18th, 2023. Happy Friday. It starts right now. Yes, it's First Thing with Kevin Mano. Thank you for being here. A quick look at all the headlines across the board. A few celebrity birthdays today. Andy Samberg, Caitlin Olsen from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Malcolm Jamal Warner, he was Theo on The Cosby Show, Edward Norton, Christian Slater, Robert Redford, and former First Lady Rosalind Carter. She's 96 years old. Happy birthday, everybody. And on this date in music history, 9 years ago today, we all heard Shake It Off for the first time. August 18th in 2014, Taylor Swift dropped the song and the video, which now has 3.3 billion views on YouTube. Came out on this date 9 years ago.
And to the fella over there with the hella good hair, won't you come on over, baby, we can shake.
As someone that works in pop radio, I can't even remember a time before that song. All right, we always start with the top story. Hurricane Hillary is one of the top headlines at the moment. It's now officially a Category 4 hurricane. The weather experts say it's rapidly intensifying off the coast of Mexico and heading towards Southern California. The southwestern portion of the U.S. is in for quite a bit of bad weather this weekend. Parts of California will see some heavy rain today or tomorrow, with the worst of it coming Sunday and Monday. Flooding and mudslides are possible. And this is very rare. Hurricanes or tropical storms don't typically hit California like this. I read that it happens about once a century. If it stays on this path, it would be the first tropical storm to hit the state since 1939. Wow. Hoping for the best, but you have to prepare for the worst. Stay safe this weekend. Getting into sports here. Yesterday, the NBA released the schedule for their 2023-24 season. It begins Tuesday, October 24th. The Lakers are going to play the Nuggets, and the Suns will take on the Warriors on opening night. If you want to look ahead to see when and where your team is playing, schedules are out now. Of course, the big one this weekend is the final match in the Women's World Cup. Spain and England. You're going to have to wake up hella early on Sunday if you want to watch it. It's going to air on Fox, get started at 6 a.m. Eastern Sunday morning. And lastly here, a blindside update. The battle between former NFL player Michael Orr and the Tuies. The family just said that they will end their conservatorship of Michael Orr. That's what he was hoping for. The conservatorship has been in place since he was 18. He's 37 now, and it's ending. Yes. Getting into some entertainment headlines. This is going to be the big one for a while. More on the Britney Spears, Sam Asghari divorce. A couple things. First, it came out that the separation date listed on the court documents was July 28th. So they've been apart for 3 weeks now. TMZ is reporting that Sam has accused Britney of physically attacking him in the past. They say he even claims that she gave him a black eye one night. Also, according to Page Six, Sam is threatening to release embarrassing information about Britney if she doesn't renegotiate their prenup. Basically, they're saying that he wants more money. It also came out that Britney hired a powerhouse divorce attorney named Laura Wasser. Not only has Britney used her in the past, but she's also represented Johnny Depp, Kim Kardashian, and Kevin Costner, to name a few. And yeah, this is obviously gonna be a top story for a while here. In other news, Adele recently bought Sylvester Stallone's old mansion for $58 million, and she just tore it down. Not completely, but a new aerial photo show that she's rebuilding almost all of it. Hey, yo, what'd you do to my house? The Rocky statue is still there, though, right by the pool. It's true, she wanted to keep that. That's not going anywhere. In birthday news, Robert De Niro turned 80 yesterday, and he celebrated with a low-key dinner in New York. Just him, some family, Paul McCartney, George Lucas, Christopher Walken, Martin Scorsese, David Blaine for some reason, and Bette Midler, just a few friends. Lastly here, an actress named Crystal Finn, probably best known for a small role on the show Succession. She was just taken to the hospital after being attacked by otters. She was swimming in a river in Northern California, and the otters didn't want her to be swimming in that river. They started biting her legs, back, and butt. It's kind of a ridiculous headline, but that would be terrifying. She said she didn't think she was going to make it out of there alive. The attack lasted about 5 minutes. Thankfully, she did make it. A wildlife expert said if you're ever in that situation, fight back. Start fighting the otters. Good to know. All right, on to some movie and TV headlines here. Rotten Tomatoes is celebrating 25 years, and they asked users of their site to rank the top 25 films of the last 25 years. I have the entire list up in our Instagram stories right now if you want to see it. But the top five are Avengers Endgame, The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, Inception, Interstellar, and The Dark Knight at number one. Those top three are all Christopher Nolan movies. That's very impressive. In TV news, Godzilla is coming back. Apple TV has a new series on the way. It's called Monarch, Legacy of Monsters. They just revealed that title. Kurt Russell and his son Wyatt Russell are both in the show. They haven't announced the release date yet, but they did just drop some photos. I have a picture of the star, Godzilla, up in our Instagram stories right now. Also, side note, there's a new movie called Godzilla Minus One opening in theaters in December. He's having a moment. It's Godzilla's year. We just found out season 3 of Chucky is coming in October, the scariest month of all. It premieres on Sci-Fi and the USA Network on October 4th. And lastly, some shows that might be coming in October, we don't know. Grey's Anatomy, Abbott Elementary, The Conners, and The Bachelor. ABC is delaying the announcement of their fall premieres. They're not releasing the dates on account of the ongoing strikes. Yeah, what are people watching this weekend? We'll start with some of the new movies out there. DC's new superhero movie, Blue Beetle, is out now, and it's expected to make $11. Nah, I'm joking, but expectations are low. People seem to have superhero fatigue lately. It is the first Latino-led superhero movie, though, so I hope it does well. I hope it beats those expectations. Strays is out now as well. This is the movie with the dogs, featuring the voices of Will Ferrell and Jamie Foxx. It's not a kid's movie. I already know we're going to hear stories of parents seeing the cute poster and taking their kids in without knowing anything about it. Don't do that. Wesley Snipes, Tiffany Haddish, and J.B. Smoove are in a new movie called Back on the Strip. It's about male dancers. It's out now. Netflix has a new animated movie called The Monkey King. The second season finale of The Summer I Turned Pretty is out on Amazon today. Disney Plus has something that my daughter is going to love. Lego Disney Princess The Castle Quest. That's the name of it. The real women behind the voices of Ariel, Moana, Rapunzel, and Tiana. They're all back for this. That's pretty cool. Tomorrow night is the Stand Up to Cancer special. It's going to look a little different this year because of the strike, but it's going to air on ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, and HBO tomorrow night. Also on this weekend, the Women's World Cup final match on Sunday morning, and more preseason football.
And now, let's enjoy an intermission.
This show is supported by AG1. I drink it every single morning. I can't imagine starting my day without it. It is my vitamin routine. It's so easy. It's so affordable, too. Less than $3 a day. For yourself. You deserve to do something for yourself. What's more important than your health? Please join me when you're ready. drinkag1.com/first thing, all right? It's vegan, it's gluten-free, it's very lifestyle-friendly. However you're living, AG1 is for you. Again, drinkag1.com/first thing. When you go there, you're getting a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. This show is supported by BetterHelp. I'm a big fan of BetterHelp. I'm happy they're on board here. I'm a big fan of taking care of yourself. You know, mentally, just important as physically. No matter what you're going through right now, maybe it's a career change or, you know, some ups and downs in your relationship. Maybe you just need someone to talk to. It doesn't have to be some big monumental occasion. It's just so great to have someone to talk to, and BetterHelp is making it so easy and convenient. It's all online, therapy online. They've taken out all of the hard parts of, you know, finding someone and driving to and from and sitting in the waiting room. All of that is gone. It's convenient and flexible. It fits your schedule when you're ready. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/first thing to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/first thing. Alright, okay, on to music now. It's Friday. That means new music Friday. Hooray. New stuff typically drops on Fridays. Here's a quick overview of what's out today. I'll start with this one. Grammy winner John Batiste. He's got a new album out today. It's called World Music Radio. He's got Lil Wayne, Kenny G, and Lana Del Rey all on tracks. It's very eclectic. Brand new music from John Batiste out today.
Sun and the stars, night and the day. All of the while I was calling your name. Calling your name. Calling your name. Calling your name. Calling your name.
That's John Batiste. Release day for that guy. Addison Rae, she just dropped a few new tracks as well. Charlie XCX is on one of them with her, out now. Usher has a new song out called Boyfriend. Ciara just released a new EP, 7 songs on there. Hozier released his third album today. It's called Unreal Unearth, out now. Grace Potter released her fifth album. 30 Seconds to Mars, they have a new track out now. Their new album is coming next month, but a new song is out now. The big one in hip-hop, Quavo, finally put out that new album of his. Rocket Power is the name of it. New Quavo out now. And lastly, actress and singer Renee Rapp just dropped her debut album. There's a lot of attention on this one. It's called Snow Angel. Brand new Renee Rapp out now.
I'll make it through the winter if it kills me. I can make it faster if I hurry. Angel in the snow until I'm worthy. But if it kills.
That's Renee Rapp, an actress and a singer. New stuff from her out now. And that concludes New Music Friday. Thank you. Okay, let's move on. In other new music news, Selena Gomez just announced that she's releasing a new single soon, and it's called Single Soon. Coming soon. Single Soon is the name of the song. It's going to be out next Friday. It was very confusing. And that new track from Miley Cyrus that we recently heard about, that's coming next Friday as well. In concert news, Drake just handed a pink Birkin bag to a fan in the crowd at his show in LA. I don't know too much about bags, designer bags, but the fact that these things sell for $30,000 makes me think that was a nice gift. Just gave it to a fan. Coldplay is being sued by their former manager. His name is Dave Holmes, and he worked with the band for 22 years. They parted ways about a year ago, and he's now suing them over a contract dispute. There aren't too many details available here, but suing your old friends, that's a cold play, man. Cold play, get it? Lastly, in reunion news, the guys from the Talking Heads are about to be together in the same place at the same time for the first time in 21 years. It wasn't very friendly between them for a while, but according to David Byrne, they're leaving the past in the past. They all have a cordial relationship now. That's good. They're not performing, but they're all going to be a part of a panel at the Toronto Film Festival next month. All right, okay, some additional headlines here on this Friday morning. Lots of heavy stuff out there. I know this is depressing, but I've got to mention all the fire news. Obviously, things are still quite grim in Maui. The president is visiting on Monday. There are out-of-control wildfires burning through a Spanish island right now. Thousands of people are affected by that. Canada's worst fire season on record continues with a big one in the city of Yellowknife. About 20,000 residents have been urged to evacuate, and there are still fires burning up in Northern California. Just a brutal fire season, brutal summer. It's hopefully over soon. All right, there's quite a bit of news on former President Trump this morning. First, we found out a few days ago that he was planning a press conference to clear his name in Georgia for Monday morning. And now, according to ABC News, Trump's legal advisors urged him to cancel that, and he did. The press conference is not happening. Also related to the indictment in Georgia, it's reported that names, pictures, and home addresses of the grand jury that just voted to indict Trump are circulating on social media. It seems some anonymous users are calling for violence against these people. According to CNN, though, some of the information is not accurate. In some cases, it's other people with the same name. That's scary stuff. And lastly, a woman from Texas has just been charged with threatening to kill the federal judge that's overseeing the Washington, D.C. case against Trump. She left her a threatening voicemail. In other news, new data released yesterday shows that mortgage rates in the U.S. went up this week to their highest point in 21 years. They're at 7.09%. This is linked to the Fed's attempt to crush inflation, but it's making it hard for anyone to buy a house. That's a little lighter, kind of weird, but there's a new wedding trend. More and more couples are hiring a tattoo artist for their reception. Tattoo artists are becoming a very popular vendor. It seems a little crazy to me when people are drinking to have a tattoo artist right there, but to each their own. There's a strange arrest making the rounds right now. I keep seeing this headline. A naked man in Arizona just broke into a random house, and he told cops he did it because he was being chased by alligators in Arizona. I believe him. And lastly, in food and beverage news, Eggo, the waffle people, just released an alcoholic beverage meant to be consumed in the morning, I think. It's called Brunch in a Jar Sippin' Cream. Available now. Okay, all right, that brings us to the last one here. A lot of heavy stuff out there. I always like to end the show with a note of positivity. This one just kind of blows my mind. I love it. Two women, both 80 years old, Patsy and Carol Ann, have been pen pals since they were 12 years old and they just met in person for the very first time. They never stopped writing to each other. The correspondence between them began years ago when Carol Ann was in the Girl Scouts, and they just never stopped. They became great friends with 4,000 miles between them. One of them was in England and one was in South Carolina. Patsy just said, quote, "We started in pencil, moved on to ink, then typing, and now we can email and stay in touch on social media. It's absolutely lovely, and we're both still here." Patsy just made the trek to South Carolina, where she stayed with her BFF for 9 days. I've got a picture of the two of them up on our Instagram stories this morning. I love it. It's so sweet. Good for them. And the show is over now.
The show is over now.
Okay. All right. Thanks for being here. I really do appreciate you starting your day with me. This quick and efficient rundown of all the headlines. A few thank yous here. Thank you to Amber Danielson Burr, Heather Colwell, Serena Bailey, Summer 9080, and Catherine Souza. Just to name a few, I saw your comments there on Instagram. Thank you guys for starting your day with me. Also, Pretty Polished with Hayden on Instagram. What a sweet post that was. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I'm back on Monday to do it all again. Be safe this weekend. Have a good one. I will talk to you Monday.
Please tell your friends about this show.